Welcome to the Real Estate BS audio blog, episode 4. I am your host, Sir Ashley Harrison, a real estate investor, an agent, and non-practicing attorney located here in Charlotte, North Carolina, but do deals throughout the country. Now, today's topic is when you're selling a house early in the year, usually the first quarter. We're going to include January, February, March, and April. These are the 5 things you need to know. Now, I am recording this episode on March 27th, 2018. These principles should apply for the next 3 to 4 years at a minimum, but who knows? Some new technology may be out there. So let's jump right in. When you're selling your house in the first quarter or the first 4 months of the year, these are the 5 urgent things you need to know. Number 1, use more online listing and marketing. Consider this startling statistic. 95% of home buyers use the internet when starting their home search. So if you're not utilizing the internet, you're doing yourself a huge disservice. So make sure when you choose a realtor that they are internet savvy and social marketing savvy, because a lot of advertisement should go into Google AdWords, Facebook ads, even Instagram ads. So make sure you or your realtor are utilizing and catching those buyers when they are searching and where they are searching. Principle number 2, when you're selling in the first 4 months of the year or the first quarter, you need to adjust for the supply and demand equalizing. Typically in January, February, and even in March, there is a huge demand for property but a small supply. But as you go further into April, that supply starts catching up with the demand. So you have to make yourself aware of that. If you sell your house in the beginning of the year or the first quarter, you are at a huge advantage to the competition that ends up putting their house on the market later in the year. I recently experienced times when I put the house on the market in the beginning of the year. It is a seller's dream. I put houses out on the market, and with the proper marketing and strategy, I have full price offers within the first 4 or 5 days, typically. Now, as you go further into the year, into late April, May, June, and July, there's more supply, there's more competition. So it takes longer for a property to sell because the buyers have more to look at and more to choose from. So please take that in consideration when you're selling your home. Principle number 3, I cannot stress this enough. Have your realtor or yourself use coming soon listings. The coming soon listing is a gem. I use it when I'm starting, when I'm about to list a property, to gain as much traction and as much interest in the property. And then as soon as I list it, I have hungry buyers waiting for it. So make sure your realtor knows what that is and how to implement it, and see if they get results and if they have had results in the past before you hire them as your real estate agent or realtor. The number 4 principle, when selling your home in the first quarter or the first 4 months of the year, especially this year, 2018, is be ready for millennials. Now, as a millennial myself, I know that the wide majority of us is saddled with student loan debt. But a lot of that debt is being taken care of. They're paying it down. So yes, millennials are ready to hit the home market harder than ever. And within the next 5 to 20 years, they will be the largest generation that will settle down, start families, and buy homes. So you have to make sure you're marketing and catering to them. There's one study that shows that millennials could account for 43% of the home buyers that are taking out a mortgage. That's a huge number. So make sure your realtor or your real estate agent is capitalizing and putting your property or your listing right in front of millennials for them to see and want. Now, principle number 5 takes us back to the beginning. It just means hit the basics harder. The things that traditionally sold the property will still work, but you have to couple it with those other 4 things I mentioned. You have to still make sure that the house is prepped adequately. You have to price the home accordingly. But as I said earlier, when you're selling in the first 3-4 months of the year, you can price it more aggressively, a little higher, because there's less competition. But you have to be willing to negotiate and skillfully negotiate. So to recap, the 5 things you need to do if you're selling your home in the first quarter or the first 3 months or 4 months of the year is 1, use more online listing and marketing. 2, you need to adjust for supply and demand. Usually in the beginning of the year, there's a less supply of properties or homes available for sale and a higher demand. But as you go further into the year, those equal out. 3, use coming soon listings. 4, be ready for millennials. And 5, hit the basics harder. In conclusion, if you have any questions or comments concerning real estate, especially if it's in North Carolina or the Charlotte area, feel free to give me a call at 704-775-1236, or you can reach us on the website, sirashley.com, or you can email me at sir@sirashley.com. Hope this was helpful and give you a little tidbits on helping you buy or sell real estate in the coming years. Talk soon. We'll be right back.